Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. See, It's About Damn Time is a podcast about self-discovery. It is my self-journey. I am literally on the road to building a better me. And hopefully through these conversations and revelations, you too can be inspired to build a better you and get 1% better so we can do this together. Now, I'm recording this in real time. All right, let me not get ahead of myself. I'm a little excited right now. It is Saturday at the time of this recording. As you can see, you know, with the, if I make this a YouTube video, you know, I'm over here in a mock turtleneck, you know, looking as good as I want to look, because Saturday? It's Friday. I don't even know what day it is, people. I'm recording this as a Friday, okay? In real time. Here's the thing. The Black Podcast Awards are going on right now. I was unable to attend, you know, because I couldn't make it. I wanted to be there, but you know what? I had to just be a parent. You know what I'm saying? So you just make sacrifices for your kids. It's all good. I'm not sad about that. I'm always gonna choose the kid over anything. But I was lucky enough, as we talked about before, to be nominated for 2 podcast awards. Critically acclaimed, people. Juggernauts of the industry. Selecting the podcast and be like, okay. And my podcast mentor, shout out to Adele Coleman. She texts me. I gotta win, y'all. I ain't got time for the applause. I'm not gonna do the applause. I'm just. So I actually left my little notifications on. You know, I normally turn it off when I record. I left it on just in case I get notification about me winning another one, because I was nominated for 2. It don't even matter. I mean, it does matter, because I want to win, but I'm excited for everybody. So the award that I won at the time of this recording is for Best Wellness Podcast. I said to myself that I wasn't going to cry. But when Adele texted me that and she told me, you see there, you see. Excellent. I hope she don't get upset. I want to read to you kind of what she said. Since he was proud of me, I told you, you have a good product. And she said, and I told her about the cry. She was like, cry, you deserve it. And she's like, see, you were hesitant to submit. I told you, you have great stuff. I wanted to record this podcast because of the episode. I want to record this episode right now in as raw. I am unprepared. I am flying without a net. I don't have an outline. I ain't got shit. But I wanted to record this right here in real time because I wanted to talk about not giving up on your dreams. I have been teetering. I've been teetering on the brink of quitting. Teetering. And I think at one point in time this year, I was like, you know what? Maybe when December hits, maybe I'll wrap it up. It's been 5 years. That's a solid run for a podcast. That's a way more than a solid run for a podcast. I figure some other shit out. Figure out what I want to do with myself. but I could not quit. I couldn't. One of the reasons for it was, to really think about it, was something I was talking to my friend Lanika about today. She said, you know what? You've been recording this for 5 years. I never asked you, why did you decide to podcast? And be honest with you, I couldn't really tell her. So, you know, I was blogging. I thought it was the next probable thing for me to do next. People weren't telling me, you know, you're a storyteller. You know, whether it's giving some kind of raw emotion or telling a joke, you're talking with your hands, the facial expressions, the way you tell a story, you should podcast. It's like, all right, maybe. And, you know, you start a podcast out. They say Pod Fade is 7 episodes. Because people talk about they want a podcast, and then they realize how much fucking work it is. It is a lot of work to not get paid. And they just turn on the mic and just talking. It's the editing. It's the figured out marketing strategies. It's the prep work. It's the editing. It's the clips. Those 30-second to minute clips or to minute and a half clips that y'all see that you might look at for 7 seconds and be like, yeah, Jared doing this thing and keep scrolling. That shit takes an hour to do, at least. So most people quit after 7 episodes, but I couldn't. Despite the work, despite the numbers, I couldn't. And I couldn't do it because it called to me. I wasn't sure why, but it called to me. And you've seen stuff like this and read stuff like this where, like, you know, characters in the Bible that are having God call to them. I'm not saying this is ordained by God. It very well could be. I don't know. I can't speak intelligently to that. But you've seen characters like that where it calls to them. It's you know, I gotta do this. I gotta walk this way. I gotta walk to Damascus. I gotta build an ark. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are things like that there. And even in other media, like how Harry Potter can speak parcel tongue. You know what I mean? Like, he don't know how. It's just the universe. But it kept telling me I had to keep going. It don't matter how many downloads or the lack thereof. It doesn't matter that you feel like you're just screaming into a void. It doesn't matter that your family and friends don't support you. I got people who love me who's never listened to an episode, who considers listening to an episode watching 20 seconds of a minute and a half clip and support me. That's fine. But I could not quit. I've waited so long, y'all. I waited so long to figure out my passion. Because I had no idea. Like, I was good at a few things. But I had no idea what the actual passion was. Like, what are we doing here? This shit's crazy. The message is simple. If you got something that you want to do, like you really want to do it, like legit, you have to get this shit done. If you got something like that, don't bury it with doubt. It's wild. It's wild. It's wild. Okay. Like I said, I'm recording this in real time, y'all. So bear with me. So, as this is seamless to you all, I had to pause for a second because I got a phone call from the great Dominic Lawson, who's won, like, at this point, like 35 awards or something like that. And this is my brother, like, for real. And he had a good night too, winning 3 podcast awards. So congratulations to him as well. He told me something else. He said, I need you to know that you also won 2 Signal Awards. And Signal Awards, for those who are not in the podcast, it's a major podcast awards, Signal Awards. And he told me that I won 2 of those awards because of my contribution. Ever so slight contribution to his podcast, but a contribution nonetheless. And he just believes in making sure that people are recognized. So he said, you know, send your address because I'm about to, you know, send you a certificate. So let you know that you two have 2 Signal Awards for your contributions to Mental Health Rewritten. And so I am a multiple time podcast award winner. Look, let me tell y'all something. Do not fucking quit. But you gotta work though. You gotta work. Let's have a serious motherfucking talk. You have to work. People sit there and do this whole thing where they sit there and tell you, don't quit, live your dreams, blah, blah, blah. And you kind of half-ass it for like a couple days every 2 weeks. And then people will sit there in your life who don't have that dream, will tell you, oh, you need to take a break, you need to rest. Yes, balance is cool, and you do need to take balances. You do need to rest. You do need to take care of yourself. But work your motherfucking ass off. There's no other way. When I talk to my friends who don't podcast, I'm talking about podcasting. There's not one time where I'm talking to somebody who I don't love and I'm sitting there not bringing up it's about damn time. Or an episode, or the conversation being something just like, oh, this is a good conversation. This could be a podcast topic. And I'm writing the shit down. The nights that I slept with that computer right next to me, not sleeping with anybody else next to me, mind you, but that computer. The nights where I stayed up to 3-4 o'clock when I wasn't working, coming up with a marketing strategy. Let's change this logo out. Let's work on this podcast artwork. When you dream something, when you have something, when you have an idea for something, you have to live it. Talk it, like you, work it, live it, all that shit. I don't know the Migos. Walk it like you talk it. You got to. And I'm not saying you can't take care of your kids or have significant relationships with people or have other projects and everything, but the time for talk is over. If there's something that you want to do, excuse the pun, but it's about damn time you do it. I just talked to Dominic. I was like, man, I want to quit. He was like, ha, been there. I wouldn't respect you as a podcaster if you didn't want to quit. That's where it goes down to. And it ain't just podcasting. You want to be a rapper or a singer or a poet. You want to run this business. You want to lose 20 pounds, but TikTok make everything fucking delicious. Trust me, I know. It's going to be fucking hard. It still is hard. When I wake up tomorrow from celebrating, and best believe I am celebrating, but when I wake up tomorrow from celebrating and I get back to working, shit's still hard. It's still hard. Pause. Sorry. I'm elementary. I'm a juvenile. But shit's still hard. Come on, man. Come on now. I'm talking to you. That thing that you got that you're special in, that everybody leans on you for, that you know in the back of your mind, you're better at it than 90% of the people out there. Stop fucking playing. Don't quit. Put that work in. That's the main thing. One is don't quit, but 2, put that work in. So let me wrap this up because tequila needs to be consumed. Your damn challenge this week. You take that dream and you come up with a fucking plan. It's the 4th quarter of this year. You come up with a plan. So whatever you start, if you one of them people that need to start January 1st, or if January is a trial run for 2026 and you really start in February, or if you want to fucking start now, it don't fucking matter. Start the process now. That's your challenge. Take your dream and plan out how you're going to do it. Plan out what the next 6 months going to look like. That's a damn challenge. Because best believe, that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Actually, I already started, but that's beside the point. It's a damn challenge for this week. Tomorrow. It's about damn time that you take your dreams seriously. You put forth that effort. You be the person that you're supposed to be. And stop fucking playing. That's all I got for you. Oh, wait. Before we go. To celebrate the 5 years, to celebrate the Two Signal Awards, to celebrate the Black Podcast Award. Aha! What we are doing, we're going to do a top 10 episodes of It's About Damn Time. So over the next 10 weeks, it's a celebration. It's fan favorite top 10 episodes. It's not my list. All right, I got one or two episodes. I'm going to slide in there because I just feel like I just want to because it's my show. And I'm going to do it. But it's fan favorite top 10 episodes. So if you want to participate, look at the show notes. My email's there. You follow me on social media, slide in my DM, be like, hey, I got something for you. I'm going to take some of the top fans of this show, of this podcast, and I am going to highlight them and they're going to tell me why this is their favorite episode. So that starts next week. And yeah, we here. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you next week. Don't quit! Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.